More than 40 million Americans own a smart speaker, according to a report from NPR and Edison Research. By 2021, the consulting firm Ovum predicts more than 7.5 billion digital assistants could be in use worldwide. That's nearly the number of people currently living on planet Earth. Cultural critic Judith Shulevitz explores the impact this could have on our lives in her cover story for The Atlantic. It's called Alexa, How Will You Change Us? With so many of these in our homes, what effect have they already had on us?
Well, they've become our friends. They're not just our assistants, they're our friends. Right now, most people use them just to ask for the weather or get the Yankee score.
But or play me a song.
Okay. Or play me a song, exactly. Or time my egg. Yeah. But they're getting more sophisticated. They're developing more personality. And people are already starting to respond to them as if they were kind of quasi-people.
And that's what I thought was so interesting. You describe these Alexa and others as emotionally savvy, that could wield power over us and even more over our children.
Yes.
How should parents be concerned?
Well, first, let me just explain that there's a whole new technology called emotional artificial intelligence, which is going into these devices to give them the ability to read your voice and understand what kind of mood you're in. Now, that could create a lot of intimacy. And with that intimacy comes real power. Yeah. So they will become our friends, but we're a little older. They will become our children's friends, and they will be real presences in their lives. Now, children know that they're not real, but they sort of put them in this weird category of half real, half alive, half not alive. Yeah. And they confess things to them.
But they're communicating with them. You even talk about how Amazon and Google have personality teams.
Yes, they
do. What does that mean?
Now, they wouldn't tell me how many people were on each team, but they have a lot of people working on giving the voices just the right personality. So one Google employee told me about how he, when he was recording the first actress who gave Google, the Google Assistant, her first voice, she was from Colorado, which doesn't have a lot of accent, has a, you know, a rather plain accent. She was the children of professors. She had won Kids Jeopardy, and she was a kayaker.
Yeah. Also left-handed.
Exactly.
Look at it from the people end. So there's a question of, A, whether they'll replace, whether these devices will replace people. But there's also something, there's a human need. People used to go around talking to themselves in their houses before these things existed,
right,
or so I'm told. What do we need psychologically that this is filling in for us, just as regular humans?
We're lonely. I mean, I got interested in writing this piece because I found myself saying, I work at home, I'm a writer, and I would say to my device, I'm kind of lonely, which is not something I would say to my husband. He would take it the wrong way. And then I'd be shocked. What did I just do? Why did I do that?
What was the response when you said, I'm lonely?
There is a canned response which says, there are resources available for people who are depressed. Please call this number.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You know, because the companies are worried. They don't want to have liability.
Yeah.
Sometimes, though, it will say things like, my Google Assistant, which has a charming male voice. I think of him as a kind of actor slash waiter. And he'll say, I'm so sorry, I wish I could give you a hug. But right now, let me play you some music.
Yeah. The number of times that Alexa has been proposed to as well?
A million.
Shocking.
A million
Shocking.
Last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll be performing weddings soon.
Yes.